This episode of the Fiction Writers Podcast is brought to you by How to Write a Novel That Sells. Do you dream of writing a best-selling fiction novel? With the right tools, you could get there sooner than you think. Visit www.howtowriteanovelthatsells.com and unlock the secrets to writing compelling fiction taught by international best-selling author Lana Makara. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana Makara, where you will discover tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Here you'll find new energy, new perspectives, new resources, and new ideas that will spark your creativity into a blaze of brilliance. It's easier than you think. Be sure you visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com. While you're there, subscribe to us via your favorite network. Now, get out your notebook, tune in, and let's get started.
You want to keep it light. You don't want to bombard your reader with a lot of details. And you can do it effectively. I'm going to tell you how today. My name is Lana Makara. Welcome to the Fiction Writers Podcast. Tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. We hear it all the time. You shouldn't beat your reader over the head with too much heavy-handed telling. And I'm going to do another episode on telling and showing. But the heavy-handed approach, and I find this often with new writers, they are so insecure about their reader understanding what they're doing that they want to load up on the heavy descriptions, the telling, the long paragraphs of information. This is not a textbook. It's a story. And a light touch is really important for about a variety of reasons. First of all, you want your reader to assimilate, to absorb the information, and you want it to feel natural, like it just flows in. They don't have to really stop and analyze anything. If they have to stop and analyze something, they're jumping out of the story. You've lost them already, and that is not what you want to have happen. So you can do this in a couple of ways. One is to use tags. Tags are things that show the reader what's going on without you having to use a lot of words. Let's just say that when this person gets angry, okay, this is somebody with a hair trigger on anger. And they get mad a lot. And so it's a part of their personality that is important to the story. So let's say that you give them a tag. This woman, when she gets angry, she flips her hair. She flips her hair and then she flips out, right? She just freaks out. That's it. You know it's coming. You know, that's like the beginning of the volcano. You know, the top is coming off when she flips her hair. So that tag informs the reader. Something goes on and the reader's reading and they're going, uh-oh, you know, she's gonna blow. And then she flips her hair. And now, do you think they could put that book down? Absolutely not. Just flips her hair. Three words. If you put she in there, she flips her hair. There you go. Four words and everybody knows what's going on. You have identified the situation in a very concise, simple way. There are so many ways that you can do this. You can have a certain jacket to indicate where the person is going, that this person always wears this jacket for X. So when they come out in the jacket, you know where they're going. And these are habits that people have. That people do this stuff all the time. So your job as the writer is to identify what is some simple, concise thing that I can put in here on a repetitive basis to clue the reader in that something, you know, is going to happen or a situation that's happening or so forth. What can I do to put all of this, encapsulate all of this into this one action, this one item? that kind of thing. And so you are actually expanding out the understanding of the reader through these nuances. I call them nuances because they're just a few words, light touch, and the reader does get it. They will get it. So another one is soft symbols. Soft symbols. In Shaken But Not Stirred, the Englewood medium, Shaken But Not Stirred, the man in the book always wears this blue flannel shirt. Now, this is not a shirt that you could attach to some event or some hobby or something. He always is wearing it. And so in the romance, when they dance, he's wearing that blue flannel shirt, and it's very soft and comfortable. And she feels the shirt when he has his arms around her dancing, and it's soft. And so for her, the shirt becomes a symbol of comfort because he's wearing it. It's warm and soft, and she feels his energy on it and probably his smell as well. And so the blue flannel shirt is a symbol of comfort, and then it gets ruined. And so that one nuance, that symbol, actually brings forward the comfort that he is to her and what he means in her life. So that's another way that you could do it with a symbol of some type. Could be a stereo, could be anything that would be meaningful. When you do this, when you insert these little tidbits, these small things, you are allowing the reader to communicate with you on a nonverbal level. But let's think about that for a minute. If you're with a close friend or a family member and you're able to communicate with them just by sensing their energy, that is intimacy. And when you have a reader who is beginning to see the nuances and the small things in the book by catching on to what you're up to, by getting it, you are creating a sense of intimacy between you, the writer, and the reader. This pulls them in a deeper way. So they are engaging with the story at this emotional, subconscious connection level. And so they're going to love the story, but they're also going to bond with you. You're vibing together here. You're communicating with them in this intimate, very quiet way with just a couple of words, and they're getting it. You need to let your reader get it. If you try to explain everything, you're holding them out. You're holding them at bay. Let them in. Let them get what you're trying to say. They can always go back and read it again. If you do it well, they won't have to. On the second book, they're going to be catching on to how you express yourself. They're going to be one of your readers that gets it. And that is exactly what you want to have happen. I hope that helps you today. My name is Lana McCara. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into the Fiction Writers Podcast with Lana McCara, where we share tips, tricks, and ideas for fiction that is hashtag unputdownable. Remember to visit our website at www.fictionwriterspodcast.com and enjoy even more great episodes like this one. Again, while you're here, subscribe to us via your favorite network. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Fiction Writers Podcast.